like I said, we heard the Miccosukee Church of God, a prophecy, which I would really love to go to. And of course, we also heard the Testarina Primitive Baptist Church. And like I said, a bunch of Sacred Heart from the Bethlehem Primitive Baptist Church in Old Chicora, Florida. Right now, let's end with some more of that recording. I hope you have a wonderful week, and thanks so much for tuning in.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Father.
You stole stereos?
Yes, Father.
Radios?
Yes, Father.
Amplifiers?
Yes, Father.
And you stole money?
Yes, Father.
In the last 3 years?
Yes, Father. I committed 32 burglaries. One was a church father.
Terrible thing, though. To steal from stores, to steal from a church. That's God's house. Is there any way to get any of this money?
Thank you.
6 minutes past the... My microphone is very, very quiet. I'm in the right mic, aren't I? Yes, okay. Huh. It's very, very quiet. I don't want to yell. All right, well, anyway, the 6 minutes past the noontime hour. You are listening to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm going to try a different microphone. Give me a second. Do I sound better in this mic? No, it seems like the mics are all very, very quiet today. All right, let's see what I can do with the microphones. This one will not move to my face. So unprofessional. It's like I haven't been here for a week. Hi there. Every Sunday at noon, every Sunday that isn't International Women's Day, this show is hosted by Dick Dickenbach, except for he doesn't like today. He says he's still at church. My name is Gary. I'll be here once he's done. It's March 15th, which is the 74th day of the year. 291 days remain in 2026, if we survive it. We began the show with a music report by RJD2, True Confessions from the collection Urban Renewal Program. The music over which I'm speaking is Confessions of Love. Confession of Love, I Can't Help It, by the Young Professionals from a collection called Black Gold, Sought After Soul. March 15th, it turns out, is... True Confessions Day, reports nationaltoday.com. True Confessions Day takes place annually on March 15th. We all have secrets, whether something big or small. Sometimes the secrets can make you feel stressed and guilty. If a secret is compromising your inner peace and causing distress in your relationships, then you should go ahead and confess it. Confessions are the simplest way to alleviate guilt. Citation needed. Since honesty is the best policy, citation also needed. Use True Confessions Day to confess and be honest. Being able to confess is not just a matter of honesty, but also courage. So suspend all judgment and guilt and spill your deeper secrets on True Confessions Day. The act of confession is ancient and might have originated about 3,000 years ago. Confessing one's secrets can be traced to the oldest Hindu scriptures, the Vedas. It's a common aspect in most world religions and their sacred texts, including Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. However, confession is perhaps most commonly associated with Catholicism, where believers can admit their sins to the priest and seek absolution. Now, the Wikipedia tells us, in the law of criminal evidence, confession is a statement by a suspect in crime which is adverse to that person. Some secondary authorities, such as Black's Law Dictionary, define a confession in more narrow terms as a statement admitting or acknowledging all facts necessary for conviction of a crime, which would be distinct from the mere admission of certain facts that, if true, would still not, by themselves, satisfy all the elements of the offense. The equivalent in civil cases is a statement against interest. Confession evidence can be considered arguably the best piece of evidence of guilt in the criminal justice system. However, false confessions do occur. Oh, do they? Therefore, there must be some flaws in the interrogation process. Oh, are there? In the scientific article Confession Evidence, Common Sense Myths and Misconceptions by Saul M. Kassin, 5 myths in the confession evidence system are identified. These myths are: number 1, trained interviewers can detect truth and deception. Number 2, Miranda protects the accused from interrogation. Number 3, people do not confess to crimes they don't commit. Number 4, police, prosecutors, judges, and juries can distinguish true and false confessions. And number 5, it is possible to determine whether a false confession error was harmless. A forced or coerced confession is a confession obtained from a suspect or a prisoner by means of pressure, including torture, like enhanced interrogation techniques, or other forms of duress, whether physical or psychological. Depending on the level of coercion used, a forced confession is not valid in revealing the truth. The person being interrogated might agree to a story presented to them, or even make up falsehoods themselves in order to satisfy the interrogator and discontinue their suffering. However, despite developments in the 20th century, notably the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which greatly reduced the legal acceptance of forced confessions, these are still practiced and accepted in some jurisdictions. What a shocker. I confess we will hear lots of confessions on True Confessions Day on The Dickenbach Report. The telephone number up here, 503-233-9729. That spells X-Ray. The text line, 971-222-5979. That spells KXRY. Fess up. You're listening to The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
Yeah. There's nothing as cold as the freeze in your soul at the moment when you are arrested. There's nothing as real as the iron and steel on the handcuffs when you protested. You raced through the night in the prison of fright as you head for the quicksand of questions. And children unborn will see you in scorn if ever you make a confession. And the click of the lock is a shiver of shock as you wonder what are their objectives. Up on your guard, for the voices are hard that belong to the cops and detectives. And it's hard to believe as they roll up their sleeves that you're in for more than a session. And it couldn't be true, and it's not really you that they want to make a confession. You cannot conceal the confusion you feel as they steadily work to outguess you. And some will pretend they are really your friend who rally around to your rescue. With frightening force, your mind is divorced to give them the guilty impression. Every word that you hear is a weapon of fear to win the war of confession. The lights shoot a glare like bullets they stare and burn at the base of conviction. And you squint and you blink and you try not to think of the cobwebs of contradictions. And your clothes will be wet with the rivers of sweat that tells the tale of the tension. And once in a while the clock has to smile as it counts the time of confession. The questions will rain and pour on your brain with a proper speed they are driven. The circles they pace and the sneers on their face tells you no quarter is given. You can salvage your mind when the paper is signed and the crime is solved by oppression. But win, lose, or draw, it's the rule of the law to always work for confession. And the balance of scale seems distant and pale in the shadowy days of the trial. And sometimes they die with their name on a lie when it's all too late for denial. When agreement is full, the switch must be pulled and the chair leaves no hope for correction. But the chances are large he was guilty as charged. After all, he made a confession.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
You are just a nut. I don't know it for a fact. I got a picture from your sister who's writing on the back. Oh, you're two confessions. Two confessions. Sort this out, not so hard to talk about. You can hide your fears and tears, you can even scream and shout. All your two confessions. Don't look so surprised, you've been telling lies. It's hard to wake up to your makeup, so please take off that disguise. All your two confessions. Two confessions.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Yesterday I killed my third priest in a month. The first time it scared me. The second time I had no feelings at all. The third time, I actually began to like it. I'm not really a priest, son. I'm just cleaning the confessional.
I got something to somebody made me feel less lonely. I know I could do it, I know I could do it if I just wasn't so lonely. Got an army, we'll teach you how to act like a man. Every- we got an army. Let me tell you, we can fight. Have we got an army? And we're gonna do it tonight. We're gonna do it tonight. Yeah, we're gonna do it tonight. All right, we're gonna do it tonight. All right, we're gonna do it tonight. Yeah, they're gonna pay me, baby, tonight. 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 See, I learned my lessons. And I don't even want to hear about your confessions.
Gordon Gano doesn't want to hear about my confessions. Uh-oh. Breaking news. It is 12:28 in the afternoon. It's March 15th, which is True Confessions Day, which is what we're reporting on the Dickenbach Report. On X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who has once again made his priest cry. These are the musical confessions we just heard. That was Violent Femmes' Confessions from their self-titled debut. Before that, a tiny bit by George Carlin called Confession from his audiobook When Will Jesus Bring the Pork Chops. We heard Flowers, Confessions from Mutant Pop 78-79. That would be a punk slash new wave Scottish band. From over in Australia, we heard The End, My Confession from Inner City Sound, Australian punk and post-punk. The Undertones from Ireland gave us True Confessions from their self-titled debut. And we began with American Phil Oaks, The Confession. That was a demo from 66 collected on the Rhino Farewells and Fantasies collection. Under my voice, Tom Schumann. Last confession from Designated Planets. If one is not religious, one might ask, how did that custom of confession that the Christians, specifically the Catholics, have? If you ask a fundamentalist about confession, they'll tell you right away. In John 23, Jesus says, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. They might also quote the Didache. That's an early collection of church practices. Confess your sins in church and do not go up to your prayer with an evil conscience. Roman Catholics consider confession one of the seven sacraments Jesus instituted. And sure, people did confess their sins in front of church, in front of everyone, and some still do. But when did they start doing it? In a private booth. The Wikipedia says, beginnings of practicing the sacrament of penance in the form of individual confession as we know it can be traced back to the 11th century. In 1214, the Fourth Lateran Council made it canon law that every Catholic Christian goes to confession in his parish, apart from his parents, at least once a year. And I said his, goes to confession. It could be male or female. The specification to one's own parish was later dropped. Oh, interesting. In the early church, publicly known sins were often confessed openly, as we said, or publicly, but private confession was still used for private sins. The Wikipedia notes that punishments in the early church were often quite harsh, 10 years of penance, before the church figured out it could also help with prayer and sacraments, and indulgences, but they don't like to talk about those. The Fourth Lateran Council is also where the confession the penitent made to the priest became a secret between them. This is from that document. Let the priest absolutely be aware that he does not, by word or sign, or by any manner whatever, in any way betray the sinner. For whoever shall dare to reveal a sin disclosed to him in the tribunal of penance, we decree that he shall not only be deposed from the priestly office, but he shall also be sent to the confinement of a monastery to do perpetual penance. When you tell your sin to the priest, that's called the seal of confession. One Catholic priest has said, The standard of secrecy protecting the confession outweighs any form of professional confidentiality or secrecy. When a person unburdens his or her soul and confesses his or her sins to a priest, a very sacred trust is formed. The priest must maintain absolute secrecy about anything that a person confesses. Although, again, I think that there's a rule that says if the person may be harming somebody because of the confession, the priest is allowed. I just saw that in an episode of Law and Order. I don't know if that's true. And I don't know if the seal of confession is more powerful than an NDA. I wish the Dickenbach Report had a lawyer on staff. The phone number up here is 503-233-X-RAY. That spells 9729. The text line is 971-220-KXRY. That spells 5979. We now have some more musical confessions. It's the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. Why don't we have a lawyer on staff? That seems like we should have a lawyer, right?
If I went to confession, I'd whisper my obsessions in your ear. I'd be a holy martyr, I'd make the oceans part away for you, my dear. Why don't you spare a minute of your precious time? And if there's nothing in it, I don't mind. I cross the grandest canyon, up to the moon and back again. I'd fly.
I'd even give up drinking to know what you were thinking. Well, maybe I'd try. Why don't you spare a minute of your precious time? And if there's nothing in it, I don't mind. If I went to confession, I'd whisper my obsessions in your ear. I'd be a holy martyr. I'd make the oceans barter away for you, my dear. Why don't you spare a minute of your precious time? And if there's nothing,
keep on falling. Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Yeah, I was walking down the street. I saw a helicopter flying over me, and some guy was being held from it by his feet. Well, he was dropped down, and he hit the ground, and I approached him, and I asked if there was anything I could do. He said, "It's too late for me, I guess, but there's something I'd like to get off my chest. And would you listen, please?" Well, I had to say yes. And this is what he said. He said, "I killed JFK on a sunny day with some other guys. You still see me walking around. I was on a grassy knoll, dressed like a hobo. You're with another guy, yeah, dressed like a clown." I said, "Wow, is that true?" But he just turned blue. Yeah. And then he said, "It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession.
It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. This is my deathbed confession."
Well, after that, I decided to take a walk by the seashore. And I was looking out at the ocean. A submarine surfaced, and I saw a guy get thrown off the deck. As he tried to swim ashore, he's badly mauled by sharks. He crawled onto the sand. I tried to give him a hand, but he said, "No, it's too late for me. But you know, I got some stuff I gotta confess." Yeah, and this is what he said. He said, "I killed MLK for the CIA and Malcolm X for Federal Express, George Jackson, Fred Hampton, Bobby Hunt, yeah, and all the rest." Yeah, this is what he said. He said, "It's my time, I've got to go. Let this be a lesson. I kept walking, and I walked by this fast food establishment. There was a distinguished looking guy inside, and he started choking on his French fries. He crawled out onto the pavement, yeah, and then he started to die. I tried to give him CPR, and he said, "No, but sonny, I got something to confess." I said, "I'm no priest." He said, "That's okay. Make this easy on me." This is what he had to say. He said, "I faked the moon landing. I saved Hitler's brain. Yeah, it's in Argentina, but it controls the USA. Yeah, I fixed the Pope's election. I did the October surprise. Yeah, I was the French connection. Yeah, I've got Ray Charles' eyes. I did the Gulf of Tonkin. Got Saddam to invade. I planned the Bay of Pigs. I put the mumba in his grave." He said, this is what he said.
This.
This just in. Had about 8 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We're nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. I'm sitting in for regular host Dick Dickenbach today. Here are the musical confessions you just heard. That was Chain in the Gang, Deathbed Confession from Down with Liberty, Up with Chains. I'm working on mine, you know. Got a lot of things I want to say right before I go and don't have to deal with any of the consequences. Before that, Fear of Men, Ritual Confession from Early Fragments. In the middle of that set, Emma Pollock of the Delgados, Confessions from The Law of Large Numbers. We heard the Anyways, Confession from Older Than Yesterday, and we began with Fastbacks. Midnight Confessions from Every Day is Saturday. That's not true, it happens to be Sunday. Under My Voice, The Electric Prunes, General Confessional. That's from a collection of David Axelrod's work from 1968 to 1970, an anthology. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach confesses he regrets missing the show today. He's actually in Los Angeles, hoping someone will invite him to the Oscars. He always believes he'll be nominated last minute. But he'll be here, trophyless, but undaunted, next week. We are here every Sunday at noon. You can listen to previous reports at xray.fm. You can keep up with what we play on the playlist on that website. And we do want you to return next week for up-to-date, oh, let's call it news. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the show. See, you miss a week and you get completely out of practice. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the show, I'm Gary, quoting Peter DeVries, confession is good for the soul only in the sense that a tweed coat is good for dandruff. It is a palliative rather than a remedy. Yikes. Have a good day.
Confession of Vivian Webb. If you're reading this, my life was lonely. Never heard a fly or spared a kiss. Never killed a soul except my own. But when I took you in my arms, I wonder why it took so long for me to recognize this precious song. Had it been playing all along, just when I needed it, when I couldn't conceive that it's so hard to lose your nerve, to just get what you need and not what you deserve. See the first impression of Vivian Webb. Still denied me wrong. He's etched in charcoal. Never heard a fly or killed a soul. Entertained a doubt I cared about. But now I fear we fear too much. I tried my best to keep my watch, to bear up still up my mouth up with your lips.
Mad. I could use your gullibility, distort the painful truth, present a fear and laugh at you, leave you lost, unsure, removed. The most I feel to put it right, put an end to naive faith. Slick success's avenue, the vacuum of safe face. Present a fear and laugh at you, leave you lost, unsure, removed.